Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we will be discussing the readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2007. A reading from the Book of Sirach. My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water quenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor.
God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor.
The just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God, chant praise to his name, whose name is the Lord.
God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor.
The father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity.
God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor.
A bountiful rain you showered down, O God, upon your inheritance. You restored the land when it languished. Your flocks settled in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided it for the needy.
God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire and glooming darkness, and a storm and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words such that those who heard beg that no message be further addressed to them. No, you have approached Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God, the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we welcome you to another week of your Sunday Reader. And this week we have Father Mark and myself, Dawn, and Brian is on a silent retreat. So somehow he thought he couldn't participate in this.
That's right. He's back at the seminary in Chicago at Mundelein on a silent retreat this week. So we remember him in prayer this week as he gets ready for his third year of theology in the seminary.
So, Brian being on retreat might mean that this is a short podcast.
It might mean that. You're right.
We'll have to see. So, Father Mark, after hearing and reading these readings, what struck you?
Well, certainly, between the first reading and the gospel reading, we certainly hear a lot about humility and being humble, and, you know, how we shouldn't take the seat of honor at a banquet. You know, we might be asked to be moved from that seat of honor and move back to something less important. And I was thinking of, you know, how, I guess in my own life, and maybe this resonates with a lot of people, but I want to be important. I'd like to be important. I'm hoping that in my life as a priest that I'm making a difference in the community that I'm immersed in. And I think that when I started in the priesthood 4 years ago, I kept thinking that every Mass had to be this great event that would just inspire every single person that was there at Mass, and my homilies would be so inspiring. And so after 4 years, I realized that that's really not the case. It's really about the one-on-one encounters, and it's not about me and my importance and what I think the message needs to be, but it's about God. And it's about giving glory to God, and it's about speaking from the heart and being authentic. And, you know, I've realized I went to a homiletic conference a few weeks ago, and they talked about how when we begin starting to look at the readings for the coming weekend, to really just allow them to settle into prayer and to take those to prayer. And so it was important for me to kind of, you know, realize that it's about God's message that needs to be proclaimed. It's about God's gift of salvation that's given to us at Mass. And it's not really about me. It's about me as a minister, yes. But in what way can I proclaim the good news that is meant to be proclaimed? You know, the way that God is trying to speak through each one of us. How do we proclaim the good news? And so, you know, putting yourself in, you know, the lowest seat at the banquet is really not a bad thing. It's about being able, you know, I think sometimes when we can put ourselves in that seat, maybe it's a better view of the banquet, you know, to be able to see everybody from that perspective as opposed to trying to put ourselves up in the highest seat of honor and having everybody look at us. You know, now we are in a position where we have to look at everybody else. And that's really what it's about, you know, trying to help each other in this journey of faith and journey of life.
I also liked in both the first reading and the gospel reading the concept of humility, because I think a lot of times we think of being humble as, you know, being meek and being gentle and things like that. But especially in the first reading, that portrayal of humility asks us to understand and accept our limitations, not to go beyond them and try and be the best at preaching or the best at everything, but to understand that we all have gifts and we need to present them as best as we can. This isn't saying that we should let our fear or be lazy stop us from doing anything. We have to test our limits, but we have to understand that we can't do everything. And that, for me, is an especially big challenge because I think I should be able to run the world. And a lot of times I try to, or at least my little corner of the world. But so that concept I liked, and it was a good reminder for me this week.
I think it is really, really good. And I think that humility reminds us to be authentic, to be real, to just be ourselves. And I know that you have said this before, you know, being a youth minister, that you really know that the teens, they can see who you are. They really know who you are. And if you try to be something more than that or different than that, they're really going to pick up on that. And I'm sure you have that kind of experience with them. So even in your own experience of youth ministry, I'm sure you can say that, you know, it's a very humbling experience because it really forces you just to be you.
Exactly right, yes. And it's always a challenge to be ourselves because we do want to, you know, present this best image or this or that, and that's not the case. Just like you say, we're asking to be perfectly humble and be who we are and authentic.
I think what's wonderful about the spiritual journey of our lives is that, you know, these kind of gospels and what they bring up really point out things in us, maybe sometimes that we don't want to look at, you know?
No.
But, you know, and maybe we can, if we do just that, what you just did is laugh at it, you know. Yes, we have to take ourselves seriously, which is true, but at the same time to be able to kind of cut ourselves some slack, you mm-hmm. know, and to laugh at ourselves a bit and say, yeah, I was trying to focus more on me, and I was trying to make it all about me and this situation versus trying to help the person I was with or whatever, you know, the situation might be. So to be able to look at ourselves and say, yeah, all right, I was trying to sit in the highest seat of honor there, and I got asked to be moved, and yeah, I'm pretty embarrassed about it, but you know, I've learned my lesson, you know, kind of a thing. And so can we, you know, look at ourselves honestly when these gospels present themselves to us and say, you know, how do I strive to live this, you know? And where have I tried to be a person of honor, you know? And what happened in those situations when I was trying to be, you know, the one who was the center of attention, and it didn't work out the way I wanted it, you know, and sometimes we have to go have the pity party for ourselves because it wasn't all about me, you know, and go ahead and have the pity party and then realize that this is an opportunity for growth in our life of faith.
You know, a few months ago I saw this bumper sticker that said, it's only 1/6 billionth about you. That I just love that statement because also working with some segments of our younger population, it is all about them. And so it's just a challenge to live with those people and remind ourselves that it isn't all about us. You know, one of the questions as I was reading some reflections on the gospel, one of the questions that it asked me to think about was, what does Jesus observe when we gather for the Eucharistic banquet? And so I got to thinking about that because I started thinking, well, what do I see when we come together for Mass? And I see people doing different things and happy people and sad people, but what does Jesus see? And he's not just seeing, looking in my church at St. Mary's, but he's seeing everybody at once. And so what do you think?
I think that's a great image to be able to kind of think, you know, what is he looking at and what does he see, you know, from his perspective, being the one who really put himself in the lowest place possible by being crucified mm-hmm. for us, you know. That must have been a very interesting, you know, just thinking now what it must have been like for him to be on the cross and to look out at all the people who were there. Certainly there were those who were mocking him, but really to see people who were genuinely following him and trying to understand who he is, especially from that perspective as they've watched him die on the cross. I think it's the same thing for us, that Jesus probably looks out and sees the same kind of crowd. All of us who are really struggling in our journey of life, trying to figure out who he is and then how who we are in our daily life and trying to bring the two together. You know, am I trying to be a follower of Christ even in those moments that are most difficult, or in the moments where I'm trying to make things all about me or make me the most important person, you know. And it really humbles us when we honestly look at ourselves and say, yeah, I really have tried to focus more on me and not so much on the other person, you know. And so I think that Jesus sees when he looks at us, especially at Mass, he's seeing all of the struggles that we bring from daily life, bringing there to the table and the altar, and really just laying it all there, and really, you know, in our own prayer and through the Eucharist saying, you know, help me to be more humble, help me to be a better person, help me to be someone who can put others ahead of myself and not have to worry about, you know, am I going to be given the respect and the rewards and the honor that I should deserve, you know, just letting God be God in all the situations of our life.
For me, one of the best ways to remember that it's not all about me is when I'm a Eucharistic minister and person after person comes up. And when I remember to be prayerful in what I'm doing instead of just body of Christ, it is so amazing because all these people are coming up one at a time. And I begin to think about all the burdens that they bring with them. And that's what they're doing. They're laying them there and accepting that God will help them along the way. And it's just so, I can't even put it into words. It is just so, for me, it's humbling. And so it's a privilege to do.
It is. It is very a very humbling kind of experience, I think. I kind of do the same thing. I like to look at hands.
Yes.
When people come forward for communion, I like to look at their hands. And it's just wonderful to see the different sizes and shapes and textures of hands, you know, because these are the hands that have been out in the vineyard for a week doing all kinds of labor, whatever that may be. And, you know, in some of the communities that I've been in, there are farmers, and so you can just see all the kind of the dirt in the creases and crevices of their hands, and you just know that they've been working in the earth and doing all kinds of hard labor. And, you know, the elderly who come in with their hands, you know, very wrinkled and frail and just trying to get around, you know, in their daily life is a struggle for them sometimes. And so to see all of that coming to that moment of unity with Christ and with the community is just a very humbling moment to see where the body of Christ really becomes real and it comes together.
So with that note, I think we'll conclude our podcast this week. We thank you for joining us and ask that you would join us again next week. Have a good week, and God bless.